أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And today we will continue aqa'id lesson for aqa'id al-imamiyya. And yesterday we talked about miracles of the prophets. And now we will continue the miracles of the Prophet. And we explained yesterday that each Prophet should have a miracle. Why each Prophet should have a miracle? And that miracle should be supernatural. Yes, should be supernatural miracle among other people. And it is an extraordinary person. Yes. So this person should do what? As we explain, should bring a supernatural and beyond the capabilities of human beings. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he want or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding his messengers the power to manage such supernatural phenomena. And these miracles act as introducers of the indicators of the messengers. Such paranormal phenomena are called miracles because human beings are unable to manage or do the like of them. Okay, since you understand this, in view, let's continue. Yes, in view of that, yes, in view of that, we notice that the miracle of each prophet, the miracle of each prophet was in accordance with the arts and sciences that were prevalent during his age. For instance, the miracle of Prophet Moses alayhi wa ala nabina wa alihi afdhal as-salat wa salam was the road that devoured the facilities of the enchanters of that time. Since the art of enchantment was the most widespread art at that time, therefore, when the road of Prophet Musa alayhi salam came, the very art of enchantment was proven false, and the enchanters knew, yes, the enchanters knew for sure that the road could not think beyond, road could do things beyond their competence and overall their art. Since the art produced by that road was paranormal, and beyond man's ability. Here, dear brothers and sisters, and we explained a little about this yesterday, when Pharaoh gathered all his enchanters, all of them from all parts of his country, asked them what to challenge Moses and and to explain to all people that Moses alayhi salam, he was liar. They said that Pharaoh said that, but when the very art of enchantment was proven false, and the enchanters knew for sure that the rod could do things beyond their competence and over all their art, since the art produced by that rod was paranormal and beyond man's ability. They said what? They said, we are with Musa alayhi salam, and we are with Ilahi Musa. So similarly, why? Because Musa alayhi salam, he brought something much stronger than their rod of the Prophet Moses alayhi salam, became what? The very art of enchantment was proven false, and the enchanters knew for sure that rod do things beyond their competence. This is the important thing. For that, these people turned to the side of Moses alayhi as-salam. Similarly, the miracle of Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, which was the healing of the blind and the leprous and bringing the dead to life. You see, took this form because medication was the most widespread art of that time. Most of the people, the most spread, the widespread art at that time, it was what? Medication. For that, in which physicians and healers enjoyed the highest rank in society. You see, hence, when Prophet Jesus alayhi salam came with an extraordinary medicine, the sciences of these physicians and healers could not compete with him. Why could not compete with him? Because he bring a new what? A new medication which is better than their medication, which is more stronger than their medication, which they cannot apply the ability of Jesus' medication, which was healing the blind and the leprous and bringing the dead to life. As for our Prophet Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household, his immortal miracle, what was his immortal miracle? Is what? Is the, yes, very good. Is the Holy Quran that came with what? With miracles, eloquence. Yes, miracles, eloquence, and articulacy in an age with rhetoric was the most widespread art, and orators were in the fury of everyone. Yes, were in the fury of everyone else due to their excellent diction and lofty purity of language. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, at that time when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, peace be upon him and his household, he came, the language, the use of language, it was widespread among the Arab countries, especially Mecca, and nobody was incompetent with them. While the Prophet, when he bring his Holy Quran, he challenged them. Yes, like a thunderbolt, the Holy Quran came to humiliate and astound these eloquent people and to convey to them the message whose eloquence they would never be able to resist. They therefore cringed. Yes, they therefore cringed before it, as they were what convinced that they would never have the power to challenge it. They convinced by themselves they would never what have power to challenge Quran. The occasion of their inability is that the Holy Quran challenged them to produce 10 comparable chapters, 10 surah from Holy Quran. Quran challenged these people to bring 10 surah, but they could not. It then challenged them to produce what? One such surah, not 10, only one such surah, but they could not. They were unable to bring even one surah, because they were what? Unable to compete with his challenge. They used their what? Swords rather than their words. You see, they changed the war from using what? From using words, they started using their swords. Thus, we understand that the Holy Quran is a miracle with which the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi came as evidence of his claim to prophethood and bearer of the Lord's message. So we have thus realized that he, peace be upon him and his household, is truly the messenger of Almighty Allah, and he came with the truth and verified it. For that, brothers and sisters, we found that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he was what? He was the Prophet, and he bring this evidence against what? Against all other Arab people of Mecca, because they were what? They were very proud of their language, and they were challenge other people to have what, just like their ability of using the Arabic word in poetry. But when Quran came down, Quran started challenging them, asking them to make or to produce 10 surah, just like the whole Quran, but they couldn't. Then Quran started to challenge them to bring what? To bring only one surah. Also they couldn't. So these the atheists of Mecca, they turn the use of the battle, or they turn the weapons of the battle with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi into what? Into using into use what? Into use swords instead of words. Yes, they started to use swords instead of words. Why? Because they failed with using what? With using swords. So they started to use what? They started to use swords instead of words. Because this battle, they failed in this battle, so they have to use another weapon inside the battle and use it against the Prophet, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi proved that he is the winner with the battle of words, and he challenged them, and nobody stands in front of him within the field of the words. But at the opposite, they run away and they failed and they lose the battle, but they change their weapon but in the battle by using what? Swords instead of using what? Words. Here, brothers and sisters, it is a proof for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi was what? He was the Prophet. Why? Because he brought something important in the battle, and that important thing is what? Is bringing his miracle, and that was Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran was using the Arabic words in a perfect way. Even the Meccans people, they couldn't use the Arabic words, just like the Prophet Muhammad himself sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, or the Holy Quran uses these words, the Arabic words. So they admit that Quran was better than them in using the words. By what? By changing their weapons inside the battle and use swords instead of words. This is for today, brothers and sisters, with Aqaid al-Imamiyya, and we finished that the prophethood, the miracles of the prophet, yes, miracles of the prophets, and we reach to the infallibility, yes, infallibility of the prophets. This we will, what will we discuss tomorrow, inshallah, and we will explain it to tomorrow. Until tomorrow, inshallah, I'll say fi amanillah wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.